creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Lightning Rod. Tammy here. Let's talk about a couple of things today that kind of struck my mind as I was working, because I'm actually doing, in the light of recording this episode, tonight I'm actually doing a webinar where I'm just teaching other students how to best practices for resumes, basically. But a lot of the times when I'm doing these sessions, a lot of people end up asking me, like, you know, how did you start your business? Or like, why did you like even start doing something like this? How could I get started? Or what is something that I could be doing? Or I have these fears. And so that's what struck me, was the fears. And that's where I really want to dive in today and talk about, I want to say 4 to 5 different points, but I'll break them up into episodes anyway, just so that we can kind of go into detail into each one a little bit more clear, and I can give examples and I can kind of just ramble off on those topics. So today I don't have a script, so don't mind me if you hear a lot of ums or you hear a lot of, you know, different pauses, because I'm probably thinking as I'm talking, but hopefully all is well in today's episode. So the very first thing that I really want to chime into in terms of fears is about opening business. So that's one of the biggest fears that I had, was opening a business. And the reason why was because it just wasn't supported in my family at all. Like, to say, like, now they supported, yeah, of course, right? But beforehand, especially coming from an immigrant family, and a lot of minorities and immigrant families can relate to this, is because business is risky. Business is not something that you want to dive into, because what if you go bankrupt? What if, like, you run out of money? What if you invest so much money and you lose it all? Like, there's a lot of risk that comes with business that a lot of immigrant families, and surely other families too, so I'm not saying, you know, it's just immigrant families, but in general, it's still a risk. And a lot of immigrant families that come to the United States believe, you know, we're here, we came here, we came to work, we came to make money to just survive and live the American lifestyle. And then that's it. Like, don't venture off and do things like business. So with that mentality in mind, I was always afraid of opening a business. So just to kind of kick it back, I think it was probably 2013 when I first started freelancing, like, ever, like, just the little dabbles in it. And I didn't even know it was called freelancing at the time. That's how crazy it is that I was doing freelance before I knew it was freelance. And I was working on these little different projects, etc. And I realized, like, okay, I could really do this. I could do this for a living. And then I looked into the term, it's called freelancing, like, yada yada yada. We got to that point. And then what struck me was that at the end of the year, I had to pay some type of tax or whatever the case may be, that I was so afraid at that time. I just decided, you know what, I'm kicking this to the curb. I'm not made for this. I'm not here for that. I don't want to be paying taxes. It's actually too complicated to even understand. And so I just tossed it aside. And from then on, I just never thought again to do freelancing or open a business in general. So if I was already afraid of opening, you know, a freelancing career, can't imagine opening a business for that matter. Plus, I didn't even know that you could do the design work that I do now and all the client work that we do and everything we do at the Creative Folks, basically. I didn't know that could be a business. And so fast forward to now, like, why did you open what you open now, Tammy? And the real reason was because I surrounded myself with like-minded people. And I know that's vague as fuck. Like, I honestly know that. But I surrounded myself around people who taught me that, hey, you can open a business. Hey, those ideas that you used to have can be a business. And so I want to be that voice for you, is that I surrounded myself in context of people. What I mean is a lot of content. So it's not literally people, because I didn't even know business people like that. Nor I also felt like, you know, people around me did not want to support me in business, because they were just so used to seeing me, like, doing other things, like, just doing what I do, which is just graphic design here and there. I did a lot of graphic design internships, etc. So they just saw me doing that. So they just thought, like, oh, Tammy's the graphic designer of the group, etc. So cool. But then I started watching more content. And so big shout out to, you know, different content like JK Films, JK News, David So Comedy. These are Asian American content creators that I really love and adore, Barton Geo, et cetera. I really love those content creators because they show me that, hey, people like me, especially coming from an immigrant family, we can make a business, even though I'm not like Barton Geo, my idols here. They own a gym. I'm not trying to open a gym, but I saw the concept of them and I followed these guys since like 10 plus years ago when they first started on YouTube. I followed them and I was watching them, and then seeing them from then until now, I was like, oh shit, these guys are making fucking money. Like, give or take, you know, they're probably not making like a shit ton of money, I don't know, but they're opening like a bunch of different businesses, which is awesome. They're opening food businesses, they're opening matcha tea businesses. Like, it's so cool. So seeing that just made me realize, like, you know what, there is an opportunity. And so from there, I started surrounding myself with more content creators who are in different businesses, whether that be Asian American, whether that be Black, whether that be, you know, other minority, Latino, any type of business. I'll look into it and see, like, okay, what are the avenues that took you from here to there? And I have a lot of thanks and gratefulness toward YouTube for that, because they exposed that type of content to me. And I've never thought about being an influencer, to be honest with you. I don't think it's my forte, but thankfully for influencers. So I was able to see, like, hey, there is an avenue on this online space. And so when I started creating the creative folks, I purely just thought I wanted to teach other people how to do graphic design. Honestly, I, like, you guys probably heard the story like over and over, but I just wanted to teach people how to do graphic design. I didn't think about what I was going to do today. Like, right now we work with a lot of different creators. We feature them. We have a whole interview system going on. We do Empower Asian America, which is like a panel that, you know, drives some type of money toward us every single month that we could do other bigger events, and then eventually taking Empower Asian America to bigger things. And then obviously our client work, right? Like, I have a clientele that, you know, knew me back in the day as a freelancer. They're like, now you have an agency, I definitely want to work with you. And so the traction and the snowballing effect really works here for me. So I feel so grateful for that opportunity. So if you're afraid of opening a business, that's why I really want you guys to tap into the content. That's why we put so much emphasis on content creation, even though, yeah, I admit some days I'm looking at our own content and I'm like, this isn't really that good. But I know it's going to do some type of impact to somebody, even if it's like a newer freelancer, newer startup, anything of that sort. I hope to provide that impact. And so we do things like the podcast, we do things like our scholarship board, we do the freelancer job board, all on our website, etc. We don't know if it reaches everybody, and we don't know if it's helpful for everybody. So, you know, overall, it's something that I feel like is giving impact to somebody out there. That is the goal at the end of the day. So if you're afraid of opening a business, I would say I understand how you feel. The next step is to definitely look into content, look into different people, different concepts, different businesses. Even if you don't know where to start in terms of your business, just start searching on YouTube. Like, look into the content creators that you follow, look into the influencers that you follow as well. See what type of content they're making. Are you trying to be like that? Are you trying to be different? Like, what is, you know, and watch a lot of it, consume a lot of it, and you'll be able to find your pathway. And to be fair with you, like, it's not like I watch one video, the next day I have a business idea. Sometimes it happens, but I have to thank a lot of my time spent on YouTube to really get to where I am, because I was just looking, and then one day it just clicked in my head. Like, these guys I've been watching for 10 fucking years. Like, they're doing something. Why am I not doing the same thing? Why am I, like, they're such a big inspiration to me. So I encourage you to find that inspiration, whether that be us, the smaller company, or you're finding these bigger influencers to follow, etc. Content is king, and it's definitely going to influence you in some kind of way. So, you know, surround yourself with the right content for sure. So if you listen back on my Clubhouse review episode, that is also another avenue of content. When I join those rooms and I'm listening to people talk, that's also content, by the way. And you're meeting people. This is a little bit more in real time, so you get to meet them, quote unquote, meet them and talk to them. I think it's a great app. It's just a matter of, like, finding the right spaces, joining in on the right spaces. Don't, you know, get caught up in the hype, etc. Those are important. So I'll tune in with you guys on the next episode about something else in terms of business fears. But first of all, you know, opening a business is a huge fear in itself. there's nothing to be afraid about. As long as you are smart with the moves that you are making, if you don't know, ask. There's a lot of communities out there, from YouTube to Facebook to Instagram to Clubhouse now. There's a lot of different communities out there where you can do the reach out, you can ask questions, and someone will be able to help you. And we are also that for you. We would love to be able to help you. If you have a question, if you have something that you just are so curious about and you don't know where to even start, we've been there, we've done that. Let's see where we can hash it up and talk it out. If I don't know the resource for it, I'll lead you somewhere that has that resource, or at least I'll try to find it with you. So yeah, that's pretty much it, you guys. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Let's hustle.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.